MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Marissa Bester, Portfolio Manager, StanLib Infrastructure Investment. Marissa, appreciate the time today. Infrastructure, I suppose let's kick off first question, the need for private investment into infrastructure.
Thank you, Simon. Yeah, it's great to speak to you today. And since many of the listeners are suffering from load shedding, so we're speaking, it's a very topical discussion. Infrastructure really is the backbone of any economy. It connects people, facilitates commerce, and enhances the quality of life. And all countries need efficient transport, sanitation, energy, and communication systems. By developing country standards, South Africa actually has better developed infrastructure, such as roads, educational institutions, and health facilities. However, the investments in the key economic infrastructure, such as energy, have lagged far behind the domestic demand. Also, the bulk of the existing infrastructure, such as our roads, railways, and water systems, really need sizable investment on maintenance and upgrading. The public sector capital expenditure has steadily gained since 2016.
Yeah.
It declined by 30% in just 4 years. So it's falling far short of the National Development Plan's target of 30% of GDP. So it's estimated then that an additional 300 to 400 billion rand is required every year just to lift South Africa to the global average benchmark for our size economy.
Yo.
So it's clear that private investment is needed, but it hasn't been so far been able to fill this gap. Only 34 public-private partnership projects have been completed over 24 years. That comprises only 2% of the total public sector infrastructure budget estimate. We have, however, seen some success. I'm sure you're aware of the Renewable Independent Power Producers Program that was able to attract 200 billion rand of private sector investment, and that's added 6,300 much-needed megawatts of generation capacity. So facing this significant backlog, the need for responsible investment in infrastructure is more critical than ever.
You mentioned responsible, and I mean, what do we mean by that? I mean, responsible, you know, we talk a lot around ESG, we talk about responsible investing. What's your sense of the meaning of that?
So for me, responsible investment is the belief that environmental and social and governance issues, or more widely known as ESG, it affects the performance of your investment portfolio. We recognize that applying responsible investing principles may align investors with the broader objectives of society. And it's also a powerful means of making a tangible and sustainable impact on communities. So we update our approach to responsible investment all the time to ensure that we clearly articulate our commitment to include these ESG factors into the investment process. And we identify the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals that we believe that we can most effectively impact and measure according to that.
And what are some of the opportunities? I mean, you mentioned up front, I mean, it's a wide range, but what are some of the opportunities for impact that you have seen?
So, Simon, we manage a 10 billion rand private equity portfolio that includes investments in renewable energy, transportation, logistics and digital infrastructure. And so far, we found that the opportunity for impact differs quite a lot across these types of investments. So to give you an example, we invested in the Kuha Wind Farm. Mm-hmm. It's a 80 megawatt wind farm near Oyster Bay in the Eastern Cape. And this project has not only mitigated about 300,000 tons of greenhouse gases every year, but it also enabled the local community to own a direct stake of 26% in the projects, which resulted in significant upliftment in that area. And that project company also undertakes various initiatives every year with a big focus on education. Some examples are after-school support programs, which offers tutorial work at the local high schools. There's reading programs at the local primary school. And they've got a bursary program to assist 25 beneficiaries who do not have adequate means to pursue tertiary education. So that's showing some of the examples from a renewable energy investment. And a different example is a key investment we made into CIVH, which is a leading fiber optic company mm-hmm. in the digital infrastructure sector. So they provide fiber to the business and fiber to the home through its subsidiary Vumatel, which listeners might be familiar yeah. with. And they are focused on democratizing the internet by expanding the reach. And they have identified a key target market of connecting 9.7 million homes in South Africa in that lower LSM segment with the household monthly income of under 5,000 rand a month. So, and in addition to that, they provide, Vumatel provides every school that that's passed by its fiber network with mm-hmm. a free 1 gigabytes per second fiber internet access. And to date, almost 500 schools have been connected and more than 300,000 learners and teachers positively impacted in those areas.
This is real. We talk about ESG a lot on this show, but you're able to quantify the impact of your funds.
Yes, unfortunately, we have access to extensive supporting data, which is generated by each of these investee companies so that we can measure the impact of our particular fund. So, for example, the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal number 7 mm-hmm. relates to the provision of affordable and clean energy, since energy is the main contributor to climate change. It produces about 60% of all greenhouse gases. So to address this challenge and in line with our mandate, we have invested in renewable energy projects, which amounts to 1,500 megawatts spread across 25 different solar and wind projects. So in a 12-month period last year, a total of 3.6 million megawatt hours of clean energy was produced mm-hmm. by these companies, and that mitigated 3.4 million tons of greenhouse gases. So it's a very measurable impact that we can demonstrate, and that's the equivalent of emissions of about 470,000 people. So, and we measure a whole host of other targets as well. For example, our investee companies employ the equivalent of 5,600 personnel, mm-hmm. of which 84% are Black, 30% are women. That again supports the Sustainable Development Goal of decent work and economic growth. And then we all know about the strong correlation between education and economic growth. So we are committed to addressing that challenge, and we invest in a lot of education initiatives through these investee companies, especially focused on early childhood development and entrepreneurship. And during last year, a total of 141 million rand was spent exactly on these initiatives. And then another interesting stat is that 1.4 billion rand was spent on the rehabilitation and maintenance of national roads over the year through our road concession companies. Mm-hmm. So some of these are some of the examples that highlights the measurable and real impact that infrastructure investments can have on the growth prospects of our country. And I believe that investing in infrastructure really can help grow a more sustainable future.
Yeah, and I love the fact that it's impact, but it's measurable impact. That's so hugely important. Marissa Bester, Portfolio Manager at Stanlib Infrastructure Investments, appreciate the time today.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.